Afternoon, everybody. Hello. Watching the tape and looking at the things that we didn't do very well in the game, there are plenty of things from an execution standpoint that I thought we could do much better, but what I really wanted to see is if a play doesn't go the way that we want it to go, being able to limit the gain, especially defensively, to what it should be, and I don't think that we tackled very well. And plays that may have been a 15-yard hit or a 10-yard hit and have gone for much longer than they should have. And that's something that we've talked about defensively. That's something that we've worked on defensively, and we need to continue to work on it defensively. And we have to be able to minimize the amount of damage any given play does, and that comes with sound execution and tackling, good job of leveraging the football and forcing the ball back to where your help is coming from, and things along those lines. I thought offensively, too many times the ball was on the ground, quarterback center exchange, whether it was on the goal line or the screen play that we had up, set up for Josh. Those types of things are, point of emphasis was how good Green Bay is at creating turnovers and our emphasis on being able to protect the football and every drive ending with some kind of kick, whether it's a field goal, a punt, or a kickoff. That's the goal every time. That in terms of running the football, there are flashes where we did it effectively, and then other points where just didn't get a hat for a hat, which you need to have after you get the movement on the first level. So those things, I thought too, there were opportunities in the passing game, especially for some big plays where we're a little bit off, and some of that was the route, some of it was the throw, some of it was the protection. But we took some shots, thought we had some chances for those plays, and couldn't quite get it to where we needed to get it to. And there were some decent drives, but to end up with only 3 points on those drives, it's going to be hard to put the type of points that you need to put together against a team like Green Bay. On special teams, I thought it was a good day. I don't think it was as good a day as it could have been for us. We had a couple nice returns that I think probably had a chance to go the distance on. Didn't quite do that. And I thought the coverage overall was pretty sound, both on kickoff and punt coverage. But that's been a real strength for us. It could have been even more of a strength yesterday. Looking forward to a normal week of practice this week, focusing on what's important for us every week, which is a style of play, and then incorporating the corrections that we need to incorporate to execute the game plan specific things related to Chicago. So with that, some questions.
Eric, I know Derek Anderson's not the only one who struggled yesterday, but will you consider a quarterback change this week?
No.
Sticking with him?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, what can you build on from this team? Not just from yesterday, but if you could look it back from to the beginning of the season.
I think, Jeff, there's been times where we've done things very well. I think we've run the football at times extremely effectively, whether it was Jamal or whether it was Jerome being able to back-to-back 100-yard rushes, different players. I think we've done some good things in the passing game in terms of being able to get the ball down the field, and those things have to be put together, and those things have to be consistent. And really, there were some chances yesterday. They may not have been the deeper throws, although we had shots on the deeper throws, but some plays where they could have been better catch and run plays. Get the ball to the receiver. They were in man coverage, just didn't get it to the right guy. and he would have gone for a lot further than the initial catch, but we didn't do it. And I think that defensively, we had the fourth down stop. There were other the six plays there on the goal line. It's hard to stop them for three. It's a lot harder to stop them for six, and it was close there on the last one. We gave him three more downs on the pass interference penalty. Some progress there. There was another couple other scoring drives where that we held up pretty well. They missed the field goal, and they were down there deep. Made a play. Barton made a play right there on the goal line. So there's been moments where we've done all those things effectively. There's been moments where we've been able to apply pressure on the quarterback and disrupt the passing game. But it's week in and week out being able to do that and being able to correct the problems that are there and not have those create new problems.
So you believe that if you can do it once, you show you can do it, you should be able to...
Yeah, it may manifest itself differently against that opponent, but I've seen those things, all those different things, at different points. But it's being able to do it week in and week out. Let's say even on special teams. I think we played a good game yesterday on special teams, but I don't think it was as good as we could have played yesterday. I think there were some blocks that were just a little bit tighter on those blocks. Josh has a chance to go the distance, and we weren't. And it only takes one there, but that's an area where I think we have the ability to score at any point. And we had made a lot of strides there, and it's not like the numbers were poor by any stretch, but they could have been a lot better. And there's a lot of that in all the different areas.
Can you explain why, after, you know, in week three you made the move to DA, and what the difference is now you're not making a move?
I think he gives us the best chance right now to move the ball, and you know, his numbers have not been impressive, but I don't think he's been alone in producing those numbers. I think there's been a significant amount of drops. I think there's been times where we've had chances and there's been some breakdowns in protection, but I've also seen him complete some balls that I think were well thrown and well caught. I mean, even the throw to Gaines yesterday, it's a good throw, good catch, place where only he could get it. That's there's been a lot of those. I think there's a shot there on the deep ball to Muhammad, just a little bit out of his reach over on their sideline. So I've seen him complete those plays, not just in the games, but also in practice.
Does your not playing Quinn have anything to do whatsoever with this 70% thing?
Nothing. Zero. Nothing to do with it.
You spoke a lot in training camp about the direct correlation there was between performance in practice and performance in games. I've spoken to a lot of players after games this year that are just completely perplexed by that. They'll say, we had a wonderful week of practice. Everything seemed to be good in practice. We don't know why it's not translating into games. So there seems to be a disparity there. I'm curious as to why you feel that what's happening in practice and what you're doing in practice is not translating into game performance.
I think last week the difficulty with practice is a significant number of people missed two out of the 3 days. So I think considering what we were, the challenges we faced there, it was a good week of practice. Far from a typical week of practice, whether it be in terms of reps, looks, meeting time, I think with what we had, there were positive things. I thought the guys tried to rally, tried to give the best look they could, try to execute the things the way we need to execute them, work to catch up there on Friday and Saturday. And then there's been other weeks where there have been good things, but sometimes the look changed a little bit. And the important thing to me is you're going to get certain things in practice. You're going to get certain looks, certain pressures, all those things, but there's going to be things that change in the game. It's going to be a little bit different, and you really have to understand the concept of what you're trying to get done in order to address the difference between what you've seen and what actually shows up. And the ability to reference things that maybe you practiced a couple weeks earlier and be able to go back to that without the reps and be able to execute that. And that comes up every week offensively and defensively. They play a little bit more of the bare front than they had shown. Really, they'd maybe use it 2% of the time over the first part of the season. They ran it about 20% of the time yesterday. And you work on the bare front, and you've done work on that prior to this week. But if it's going to be 20% of the game, you got to be able to adjust to that and react to that and really recall some of the learning that you had prior.
Seemed that we could go and use the Wildcat quite a bit, but yesterday didn't. What was the reason for that?
Yeah, I think that we probably could have used it more than we did yesterday, and that's the type of package that I'd like to we're going to have up each week in terms of what the percentage will be. That'll change weekly. I thought the look that they gave us in terms of the way they responded to it was actually a good answer, but we had some other things that we could have tried and probably should have tried.
That's going on. Do you come to that conclusion, look at the film today, or are you thinking that during the game that, hey, we should be using this Wildcat more?
Yeah, usually it's during the game, and sometimes it's the type of situation where you can get back to it and it makes sense from where you are in relationship to the score and the situation in the game. Sometimes it probably doesn't make as much sense. But I think that yesterday we probably could have used it some more than we did.
Brian, hey, why don't we try using that Wildcat or
during the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be something that I would bring up. And
did you bring that up to him yesterday? Is what I'm asking.
After the initial play there, no, there were some other things that we liked that we wanted to get to, so I wanted to take a look at that.
Just throwing something out there, what would your thoughts be with a spread offense based on playing to Derek Anderson's strengths and what it might do for you guys offensively in your passing game?
We have elements of, when you say spread, do you mean four open receivers? Or?
Yeah.
Well, we've done that at different points with DA, with the type of defense that they were running yesterday, which was much heavier man than zone, having those guys stacked or in tight where you can create some traffic problems and catch and run, things like that, those are usually very effective against man-to-man defense. Sometimes when you're spread out against man, it becomes actually tighter coverage than when you're bunched up and they have to adjust and combo and lock and communicate those things out. But we have used spread. Sometimes it comes down to how well you're protecting. You really lose the element of play action when you do that. So if you're running the ball when you're in tight and passing the ball when you're spread out, you don't really have the chance to show one and do the other.
Are the receivers, were they getting open enough yesterday?
I think there were points where they're both open. We didn't execute. I thought on a couple of those deep balls, we had a real shot. There's one 2 minute where the corner had fallen off on Brian to come and trap Greg, who was running an out route. He'd come off to trap it, and safety hadn't gotten deep enough. And DA tried to get it off to him. It was second to last play of the 2 minute drive there, and he got hit right at the end by the corner, who fell off of the back, hit his arm, and it fell a little bit short. I think that would have been a chance for, if we completed, it would have been a touchdown. And then there's the fade that we were talking about to Muhammad, where I thought we had a good chance, and there were a couple plays where created some cause penalties. Didn't get the completion, but got the penalty, which doesn't count as completion, but it really has the same end result.
Is that enough? Are the receivers open enough to consistently move the ball?
Yeah, but to consistently move the ball, you need to have those guys open. You need to be able to get the throw, and you need to protect. And you also need to be able to run the football effectively. You need to eliminate penalties. We had the offensive pass interference in the first drive where we started on the 40. We had another drive, might have been after the missed field goal. We had a false start in 2nd and 10. Now you're in 2nd and 15. Put the ball on the ground another time on 2nd and long. Converted 3rd down to Josh. And then they knocked the ball out. They were able to get it there. So punctuate a couple drives with those things and stop moving the ball.
Or the low point?
No, I wouldn't consider it to be that at all. I think that anytime you take over a new situation with a new group, you understand that it's a process. And you can't lose sight of that. You can't lose sight of what's important. And to me, that's improvement, that's progress. And I really felt that over the last 3 weeks, we had made a lot of progress in terms of how to play the way that we want to play. I think this week was unique, and I appreciate that, and I respect that, but they don't change the game. We have to play the game, and we need to play the game the same way, regardless of whatever things have happened leading up to that point. And, understanding how to be a consistent player, understanding how to be a consistent team, it's a skill that's learned. You just don't become consistent. You have to work at being consistent, and you have to make good choices every day and be able to go out and execute when you do have that one opportunity a week to do that. And it's going to be the challenge we had this week. There'll be a bunch of challenges coming up, and you deal with them, and you move forward.
So you think given the unique circumstances of last week that Sunday's game was perhaps an aberration, and that you think you'll get back to playing that type of football you were playing in those previous 3 weeks?
Well, that's the only football that we're going to play here. I mean, that's the style with which we're going to play, and that's a style that you have to play with to be effective. And you can't do it part of the time. You can't approach a game part of the time that way, or a few games that way and not the other games that way. And every game situation is going to be different. Every challenge is going to be different. But that approach can't be different.
Coach, it's going to be tough for you to do that, though, without the horses, if you will. How much of a talent upgrade do you need?
I think that we can perform a lot better with the group that we have, the group of players, the group of coaches that we have. I think that we can perform better than we have, and we've shown that we can perform better than we have, and we can improve individually, we can improve collectively, and that's what I'm looking for with these guys to make progress and to play a certain way.
Yeah, we've been around coaches who do not dedicate as much practice time to tackling as you do. And we said, well, we see you guys working on that all the time out there. So now, what can you do, since you don't neglect it, what can you do to make this tackling better?
I think it's like anything else. You work at it. You work at it, and you keep working at it. It's like a lot of things that you want to do better in any arena. It doesn't just happen. It's doing it, improving it, coaching it, doing it again, and it's a fundamental skill, and being aware of the different types of situations you're going to be in when you are tackling. I mean, all that stuff is important. It's like anything else. You just got to keep working at it.
What kind of hope or encouragement can you give to the fans right now who are feeling really down and out about the Browns?
I don't think that anybody is pleased with where we are right now. And we're going to work at it as diligently and as deliberately as we possibly can. And the mistakes are going to be addressed. The mistakes are going to be analyzed. We're going to put a plan in place to fix them. And there's a commitment to that. That's not going to change. There's no sense of things are okay. It's a sense of we need to do things better than we're doing things. And it has to be consistently that approach. And it will be. It always will be. Win, lose, it's always going to be trying to improve for the next week.
Needing to get better. You have short-term and long-term goals, and you want to get better in the short-term and better in the long-term. Do you have a sense for how long it's going to take to get this organization to where you want it to be?
I don't have a timetable set up, but what you are looking for is continued progress, and that's how we approach it. Is what do we have to do today to improve, and understanding that there are things that are going to improve more as we go. What can we do right now to be better than we are?
From the outside looking in, it would seem that you guys, perhaps as an organization, or maybe you as a coach. It kind of seems like Quinn doesn't have much of a future here, or that his future here doesn't look very bright. Can you just address that perception?
Yeah, the conversation that I had with Brady is really the approach. You need to, like anybody who's not playing currently, you need to keep working at the same level, and you need to continually address the areas of improvement. And you need to be ready when your opportunity strikes, because you don't know when it's going to happen. And that's what I had told D.A. when he wasn't the starter. And that's what I talked to any of the players about who aren't currently starting, is how what can you do to improve, not lose sight of those things, not change your approach, because it changes quickly. And suddenly you have that opportunity again. You always want to be able to maximize that opportunity when you get it.
When you were hired, you talked about Cleveland Browns. This is the Cleveland Brown. You mean, tell us about how you told your mom that. So when it's a fourth quarter and you look up and there's maybe 5,000 people in the stands, what do you think?
Well, it's important for us to give them something to cheer about, and that's what we have to do. And it's a passionate group, and I respect that, and we need to continue to move forward and make sure that nobody wants to leave the stadium.
Is this a little bit more of a reclamation project than you thought it was going to be when you first took over?
You know, when I took over, it was really the same sort of approach. It was understanding that there's a lot of things that need to be addressed, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and there's some things that you can do short-term, some things you can do long-term, some things that you can address today or tomorrow or the next day, and other things that you have to move towards as you go. But being part of this experience in three different places, I understand it's different everywhere you go, and there's different challenges everywhere you go, and it is a process.
Eric, the two years before you came to the Jets, they were 10-6, they fell off to 4-12. 2 years ago, the Browns were 10-6, last year they fell off to 4-12. When first year in New York, you get a bump, they go 10-6, they make the playoffs. What dynamic was there or not there that is here or not here? What's different that's not allowing the same bump to happen here?
I don't think you can look at one factor. Yeah, it's every place that I've been where you've transitioned to, it's different. It's different group of players. It's a different schedule. It's there's variables upon variables in terms of saying this one thing was different. I don't think it ever comes down to one thing.
Did you begin the season thinking you could get that same bump here, or did you think this was a different situation and it wasn't going to be possible?
Well, I approach it the same way in terms of working to win every single game, and that's how we approach next week, working to win that game. And in the process, improving and never losing sight of improvement and how we can improve and what areas we can improve and appreciating improvement in whatever style or form that takes. That was the approach that really an approach that I experienced firsthand and also learned being part of that with other head coaches.
Have you ever coached in a home game where you could hear people cheering for the other team? And did you hear that yesterday?
Yeah, I've been in plenty of those games. I've been in other stadiums where our fans were drowning out their fans. So, been on both sides of that spectrum.
Eric, do you think you're a better football team now than you were at the beginning of the season?
I think we are right where we've played ourselves to be. And that's what the record indicates. I think that there's plenty of opportunities for us with the rest of the season to win the games. And we're looking to win each one. But the record is what it is. And that's a reflection of what we've been able to do to this point. Do I think that we've made some strides at points? Yes, and we're not going to stop doing that.